Eve lives. I mean, every Sunday we speak to that. It gives me great pleasure to bring up Sophia Logan. She's in the community. She is the outreach liaison for Heartreach Center. Sophia was born here in Alaska, so homegrown, all right. But she's traveled around her and her family to Athens, Greece as foreign missionaries. A life of both foreign and home missions has given Sophia a unique perspective on the world. She came to Heartreach about 2 years ago, and so she enjoys speaking to teens, and I definitely feel you there, and speaking to young adults about healthy relationships and building strong identity. Sophia and her husband, Alex, glad to have you here this morning to cheer on your bride. Call Wasilla their home. So they're happy here in the Matsu Valley, and with nothing else to say, I'm going to bring her up. Thank you for coming here this morning.
Thank you. Yes, so my name is Sophia Logan. My husband Alex Logan is here, and I am here on behalf of Heartreach Center. I'm going to give a little bit of introduction on what Heartreach is and all that we've done, all that we are doing and we are growing into. But I want to start with a video that is our client story from last year's Focus. So yeah, let's start with that.
I was 20 years old, in college, working as a waitress. My plan was to get my degree, build my own business, be an entrepreneur, to where I could work from wherever I wanted, travel as much as I wanted. I was really kind of just wanting to do it all on my own.
So when Molly first came into Heartreach, she was assigned to me as her mentor. She was beautiful. She had life before her. She was in college and finishing up her degree, and she found herself pregnant.
I was just kind of thinking, God's not really going to do this to me. He's not going to really make me have a baby in this time of my life, in this situation. Things can change in a split second that you never in a million years would have imagined happening. When I told Xavier's father that I was pregnant, through our conversations, he knew that I was going to have him and that I wasn't going to abort him. And so for like a couple months, got excited, or at least he acted like he was excited, and then it just switched really suddenly when I was about 5 months pregnant. Just kind of went dead silent on his end. It's been that way. I was pretty scared.
If we don't help them in this juncture of their life, then they do lose hope.
At that point, I was just, what in the world had happened to my life and how I was gonna make it work. Heartreach is just kind of a welcoming experience, like it's gonna be okay. In the beginning, it was more just me and Joyce talking and her kind of being there for me.
We're about compassion. We have many people in our center that have faced similar roads, and so all of us know we've been there.
When I finally realized that it was going to happen and I was really going to have a baby, I started picking up clothes.
I saw a huge change in Molly through the months and weeks, and the acceptance that she had in that, hey, this was okay and I could do this because she was doing it.
Xavier is a really amazing child.
My mom, she's very nice. She helps people like her sisters.
He is like my little personal assistant.
She's very economy friendly.
He wakes up every morning and asks for a plan for the day.
She gets mad at dogs sometimes when they poop in the house and stuff, but she always works through it.
So I know a lot of people think that when you have a child that your life kind of ends, and that didn't happen for me.
Me and my mom love to go on runs or hikes with the dogs. We love camping. We love traveling. It's our thing.
I'm still able to work, get my degree. It was hard. It was in my car pumping in between classes under a blanket in the middle of winter. Having a child is a scary thing, but it ends up being so amazing and so fulfilling in so many ways. I really want to thank the donors and the friends of HeartReach that have supported for 35 years, and they've continued to carry the vision and those services in our community. My wish for the world is that we've shifted our paradigm to where you just don't end a life.
All right. So that is Molly's story. That is a client testimony from, we always exhibit that video on our fall benefit dinner. So we've got a new story coming up this October. But every time that video plays, I'm kind of like, there's nothing left for me to say. Like, that's HeartReach, right? And that really is the center service that we offer. If I can get my first slide. So HeartReach is a family and pregnancy resource center. A crisis pregnancy resource center is one way that we started in helping people like Molly at that juncture in their life when they have an unplanned or an unwanted pregnancy. But we have really grown from just that, because frankly, once you have that baby, your life just continues, right? Sometimes it doesn't get easier, that's for sure. So I'm going to talk a little bit about HeartReach, the services we have, and then I'll talk a little bit about myself and kind of what I've learned being community outreach at HeartReach. So we are located right on the Seward Meridian. If you know where the old Sears building is, we're right across the street from that. If anybody knows of like a really awesome business, a Christian business that could go into the old Sears building and be our neighbors, that'd be fantastic. We would love to have some really awesome neighbors. And then our next slide, please. So yes, like I said, we're a family and pregnancy resource center. Our foundation is to be Christ's hands of compassion, offering hope, affirming life, and speaking truth to those facing unplanned pregnancies and parenting decisions. That's really where we've grown as a center and as an organization, and where we want our ministry to take off. We work a lot with the court system. So if you've heard of OCS and the different, like the foster care system and how that works in our state, when parents go through the court system and they might be earning their child's guardianship back, they might be earning rights to have time with their children, we're one of the centers that parents can go to. They don't have to be together. They don't even have to have their children with them to take our classes and to gain access to our resources. And that's something we are super proud of. Last year, I sat on jury duty, which no one is usually super excited about. But I had an interview with the judge because I was requesting a switch in the time slots that I was working with. And I told him that I work at HeartReach Center and it was a really tough time for me to be gone because we were switching admin. He's like, oh, I know HeartReach. You guys do awesome work here in the Valley. So for that reason alone, I was so thankful to have served jury duty and sat through that to hear the judge say that things are working, and that God's voice is being heard in our families, in our court system, which I think is pretty cool. Next slide. So our services at HeartReach, something new that we've started, and this is kind of the arena that I work in. I'm community outreach, so I do fundraisers, and I teach preteens all the way through college in our prevention education program. And that starts with our STI testing and treatment. So that stands for sexually transmitted infections. which is nothing fun to talk about, that's for sure. But it's definitely an epidemic in our society. Just to kind of offer a little bit of data behind that, in the United States, if you're between 15 and 24 years old, statistically, you have a 50% chance of having an STI. Again, it's not something fun to talk about, but it's real life, and it's what's happening. So what we do is we have a course called Step Up Now for Healthy Relationships, and it's about fourth, fifth down the line there. And we teach it in junior high, high school, and even college age. And it's about developing healthy relationships and understanding boundaries because, frankly, a lot of our young adults don't have that. They don't have good mentors. They don't have good examples. So we want to offer that. And then we talk about the truth of what their risk is specifically when it comes to STIs. So that's one of the services we offer. Pregnancy tests and ultrasounds is kind of the highlight service that everyone knows us about, knows us for. If I was to give an example, like a Jane Doe kind of situation, she would come in for a pregnancy test, and she could be anywhere between 15 to 25, all the way up to 29 is kind of our typical client. She might get the pregnancy test. She might be looking for an abortion. And what we do when they call us, we tell them straight off the bat, this is not, an abortion is not something that we offer or something we refer for. But we have two free services that will help her right where she's at right now. A free pregnancy test, so she can get that medical verification if she would like to pursue Denali Kid Care to help care for her child. And to ultimately answer that question, is she really pregnant? It's not a different symptom. It's not a different problem. And what we're doing is offering her that free space to come in where it's quiet and calm. We can listen to her, and ultimately we can show God's love to her and whatever she needs. If she does have a positive pregnancy test, we're going to offer an ultrasound. So an ultrasound, it might be scheduled that day. Usually we try to schedule it 2 to 3 days out because we have a schedule that we have to work with. But that also buys us time, and that lets her sit and think and have the ability to ask all the questions she wants. Because that's another thing that we see a lot with our clients, and I think all of us are familiar with that sort of emergency feeling, right? Whatever that choice is in front of you and you feel like you have to answer it right now, it's usually not the time to answer it. So we want to give that woman time, and if it's a couple, we want to give them time. Maybe they have questions for each other. You'd be surprised how many couples haven't asked each other about what they think about childhood and growing and raising children. So sometimes those questions come up right in the client room. So let's say they schedule the ultrasound and they come back to us and they get to hear a heartbeat. They get to see if it's a uterine pregnancy, which means that the mother is safe, right? We want to make sure that it's not ectopic and that's a different problem. So ideally they take that ultrasound and they get another chance to talk with a medical provider, right? So we have a nurse manager, we have a medical director, and we have trained sonographers, right? And that's an all opportunity where they get to talk to specialists about what's happening with their body, what's happening in their life. And then we have trained coaches and mentors. So when you come to HeartReach, whenever you see a client, you see your either your mentor or your technician, like your sonographer, and then you also see an advocate. So there's always two of us that's available. In the medical sense, they're always there for liability. And then for the ministry side of it, it's just two eyes and two hearts. And then finally, we offer that one-to-one mentorship. So a client comes in, Jane comes in, she goes to the pregnancy test, she goes to the ultrasound. Maybe she's kind of on the line and she can't really decide. So we're like, hey, we have one-on-one mentorship. If you decide you want to keep your child, right? And we would love you to do that. We want to offer you all the resources because after you have that baby, we know your life does not get easier. So our classes are ideally ranged for all the way up to a five-year-old child. So both the mother and father, they can come together. They can come separately. And then a cool thing that we do is our market, which is on the bottom line there. They have Earn While You Learn points. So if they enroll in Embracing Parenthood and they take that one-on-one mentorship, which is usually about twice a month. They can earn a free crib. They can earn a baby shower in a basket, so they have all the things they need when that newborn comes home. They can earn a car seat, and then we have clothes and things like bottles and formula and diapers as well. just to really outfit them and help them every day that they're working through this parenthood. So they come through that mentorship, and then that's ideally where our clients strengthen and grow and learn, and they walk side by side with another parent, and that's the mentor that's been trained, and that's a volunteer position. So that's kind of the full picture of where our clients go, and then we have the kind of the opposing side of that, which is the prevention. That's the Step Up Now program that I teach. It is an amazing program. I love teaching teens. I love talking about real life. And if anyone's interested in what that program looks like, I would love to give you more information. Pre-COVID, we've been in every high school, every public high school, which I think is pretty awesome. It's been okayed by the Mat-Su Borough. It fits into their teen health curriculum. It's not particularly faith-based. It is data-based. We pull from the CDC and just aggregate a lot of data specifically for Alaska, which is really cool. That includes our sexual trauma recovery. So an unknown part of HeartReach is abortion support and recovery. So typically a woman, she might choose an abortion, right? She might have several in her life. It might be 20, 30, even 40 years before kind of the effects of that are really noticed on her life. And we have a support group for that. We have a trained coach, and we have trained mentors that walk alongside. And that's one of the things that fit under that trauma recovery. Group classes. So let's say you go through the mentorship. Your child's 5. They turn 6. That's kind of our goal point at HeartReach. But we don't want to just leave you hanging. We have group classes for parents of any age and all abilities and all skills and all levels. So the group classes is where we help you phase into the next part of your life. And then ultimately, the market and essential needs. Again, the market is where they can come get diapers and wipes. It's kind of set up like a thrift store. There's no money exchanged. Excuse me. Essential needs, you don't even have to be enrolled in our program. If you know of a parent that needs diapers, wipes, or formula, they can come in 12 times a year, no questions asked, and get all of those things and up to 15 items of clothing and coats and hats and things like that. So that's definitely a resource that I want the whole community to know that we have. And when there was that formula shortage about 6 months ago, we were very glad that we had a surplus of formula and baby food to be able to give out, because things got kind of hairy there for a while. But that was cool because the donors of HeartReach were able and have been consistently doing that. And so the word spread. Hey, they've got formula. They've got baby food. You don't need to starve. It's right there. So that's the services, kind of in a whole quick overview. My job specifically is running our 3 community events. So we have our next slide, the baby bottle campaign. I don't know if you guys have seen that or had that here. It's probably our most iconic fundraiser. It's where every person gets a baby bottle, and you could fill it with change or cash or, you know, anything that you could fit into the baby bottle. We start that every year at Sanctity of Life Sunday, but as a church or an organization, you can hold it anytime that you would want to. Our church is going to do it on Valentine's Day and run it for 6 weeks. Some churches do it between Mother's and Father's Day. I love taking the baby bottle and all the change and just dumping it into the change machine at the bank, because it's not inconspicuous. It's very funny to see people's reactions when you carry baby bottles full of change in. And I love that. That's cool. And then our 5K for life. So this year, on Father's Day weekend, we had the 5K for life, and we had record numbers. We had over 500 registrants 5K with us. So you can bike, walk, or stroll, or have your kids on the bike and walk with them. Again, 500 registrants, that's kids and everything, that's volunteers on top of that. We are pretty excited that we have that every year at the Trunk Road Park and Ride. And I would say that that's really a community awareness event. It is a fundraiser. We did really well as a fundraiser, and I'm super thankful for that. But it really is a loud voice for what just celebrating life looks like, right? And then the next slide. Our fall benefit dinner is coming up in October. So October 6th, there's still time to sign up if you want to sign up. But that's our largest fundraiser. It is a free event. We just ask that you RSVP, let us know how many seats you want at what table. and we present a client story, just like we did here. That's Molly's story from last year. We have a special speaker, and this year it's Claire Colwell. She was an abortion survivor, so I don't want to steal her story. We got a poster out there that tells a little bit about it as well, but it's a really unique perspective. And we try really hard to get interesting speakers that speak to our ministry and speak to our community. And then, yes, finally, you'll get a ministry update from our director, Joyce, which is always good to see where we're going and what's come behind us. So that is coming up. Next slide is our medical mobile unit. It's been like a whew, finally, it's here. The next phase can start. This has been 3 years in the making of getting this here. Between shortage supplies and supply chain issues, the medical mobile unit was purchased and the fundraiser was complete 2 years ago, I believe, when I started. And it's literally just showed up the week before the fair. So if you were at the fair and you got a chance to see it, that's awesome. If you want to see it again, it's going to be at the fall benefit dinner, and hopefully you'll see it all over the valley. So our goal is to take those STI tests, pregnancy tests, and ultrasounds on the road. So we work with other centers, just like Find Out Free in Fairbanks. There's a center in Glen Allen that has limited services and capability. We'd love to be there in Glen Allen and offer them a little bit more. We already have an agreement with My House here in Wasilla, if you're familiar with My House as a homeless shelter for youth. They used to work with public health, and again, because of supply chain issues and kind of COVID stuff, that's really been limited for them. So they asked us to come provide those services, which is, I think, much better than sending our teens to public health. We'll be able to be at My House once a month to offer the medical services, but then because of that opportunity, we'll also be offering education and classes. So one of our trained mentors and volunteers will go offer a class a month, give them a coupon to come get their market and essential needs, and then, of course, offer the medical services. Let's go to the next slide. Perfect. So a little bit about me. My name, again, is Sophia Logan. I'm the community outreach liaison for HeartReach. My husband, Alex, and I moved here I'm from Alaska. Alex has been living in Alaska for about 7 years before we got married, and then we just bought a house in Wasilla last October, yes. So we're settled in the valley, pretty excited to be here. My education and my background, I have an MA in international relations and diplomacy. So I was set for politics. Like, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be in the realm of political science. I grew up overseas, like your pastor had mentioned, and I just love that idea of working with people, working in how communities work, right? But I got into that degree, and as much as I loved what I was studying, it was very obvious that the answers are not in politics and the answers are not in science. So the answers are in Jesus. Like, that is it. And I loved people and I loved seeing how communities work and the pieces come together or they don't come together sometimes. And how do you fix that and rebuild? But you really can only do that with the church and with what Jesus does in our lives individually. So I came home after grad school and I was kind of just trying to figure out what God wanted from me. And a couple years down the road, this job at HeartReach opens up. And I was kind of skeptical. I had never had an abortion in my life. I was approaching pro-life from a very philosophical perspective, very intellectual, I guess. I understood what would be right and wrong, but I didn't understand what it would be to stand in a woman's shoes like that. So going forward, I have learned so much. And I feel like I can kind of speak to a lot of people in the Christian community, in the pro-life community, because maybe we haven't had that choice just like a woman in our clinic would have. But we also know what it's like to choose Jesus every day and what that takes. So going forward, if you want to give me the next slide. Every year at HeartReach, we choose a Bible verse as our theme, as our focus. And this year it was Jude 1. to those who have been called, who are loved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. So we really wanted to focus on those words, called and kept, right? We are called, and we are kept in him. I loved the second verse that came after that. If you want to give me the second one. May mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you, or be added to you, or continue to you. And what have I learned the last 2 years? When we talk about mercy, right? Just like Molly said in the video, you know, she didn't think God would let her be pregnant, right? And we could look at all the logical reasons and be like, seriously? But what did she need from us? She needed to recognize that God gives us that mercy every single day to choose life consistently over and over and over again. If I looked at my life, I can be, I 100% recognize there were times when I wanted my will over his. Some of those were bigger than others, and there were bigger consequences. And I can put myself in Molly's shoes and say, okay, I have God's grace and God's mercy every single day to choose life again and again and again. One more time. Go back for me. Peace. I think that is probably, if you ask people what they wanted in their life, they want peace, right? They want quiet. They want to be chill. Most of us just want to have no problems. That may or may not be what the definition of peace is, right? But we get God's grace and God's peace through understanding who he is and his spirit and walking with people every single day. I think we've learned that post-COVID, that our community is so, so important. And we receive that peace by understanding how he works with us in his church. And then lastly, love. May the love be multiplied to you. Jude could have chosen a lot of words to fit in for that, right? He chose the word agape, which most of us are probably familiar with. And it's that word that you choose love between brothers or how Christ loved his church. But if you're like me, just showing up on Sunday doesn't mean you love your brother. Like, Sundays are like the hardest day to be happy sometimes. Like, I'm a pastor's kid, missionary's kid. I understand there's a lot of work with the church and community, and it's good work, but that doesn't mean you are like 100% happy to do it all the time. So agape is that love that we choose, and we definitely see that in our clients, choosing every single day to either love the child that they've kept, to love themselves if they're not happy with the choices that they're making, and for us to have the opportunity to love ourselves and help them, and vice versa, to show them love that Christ has given us. And that pretty much wraps up what I was thinking and feeling and praying, what I have learned at HeartReach this year as community outreach. If you are interested in any of these things and you have any questions, I'd love to talk with you individually. These are kind of some ways you can help. But yes, thank you so much for having me.